Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello friends, this week we are studying the interesting subject of angels. The Bible is filled with Bible facts about angels, and we are particularly taking a biblical look at this subject to refute so much of the unscriptural representations in the earth today about angels and angelic beings. We have talked for the past 2 days about biblical facts about angels, and today we are going to move into looking at the scriptures regarding what is the work of angels. We know from Revelation and from other passages of scriptures that one of the primary purposes or works assigned to angels is the worship of God and of His Son, Jesus Christ. We find this beautifully described in Revelations chapter 5, verse 11 and 12. And it says, "And I looked, and I heard the voice of many angels around the throne, and the living creatures and the elders, and the number of them was myriads of myriads and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, 'Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and might and honor and glory and blessing.' And every created thing which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth and on the sea and all things in them I heard saying, 'To him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be blessing and honor and glory and dominion forever and ever.'" This is a beautiful description of the angelic worship of God. So we know that angels have been given the work or assigned the task of giving worship to God before His throne in heaven. But there are other specific assignments that God, who created angelic beings, has assigned to angels. One fascinating and amazing task that was given to angels by God is the assignment to deliver messages from God. The Hebrew and the Greek words, which are translated into our English word angel in the Bible, both Old and New Testament, actually means messenger. So we know that one important work of angels is the assignment to deliver the messages of God. And there was much of this activity in both the Old and the New Testament. But the New Testament is replete with examples of messages from God delivered by angels. The book of Luke specifically is one that documents angelic messengers quite well. Starting in the very first chapter of Luke, we find an angel of the Lord appearing to Zechariah in the temple when he went to do his service as a priest before the Lord. In verse 11 it says, "And an angel of the Lord appeared to him, standing to the right of the altar of incense. And Zacharias was troubled when he saw him, and fear gripped him. But the angel said to him, 'Do not be afraid, Zacharias, for your petition has been heard, and your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you will give him the name John. And you will have joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth. For he will be great in the sight of the Lord, and he will drink no wine or liquor, and he will be filled with the Holy Spirit while yet in his mother's womb. And he will turn back many of the sons of Israel to the Lord their God. And it is he who will go as a forerunner before him in the spirit and power of Elijah to turn the hearts of the fathers back to the children and the disobedient to the attitude of the righteous, so as to make ready a people prepared for the Lord.' And Zacharias said to the angel, 'How shall I know this for certain? For I am an old man and my wife is advanced in years.' And the angel answered him and said to him, I am Gabriel, who stands in the presence of God, and I have been sent to speak to you and to bring you this good news. And behold, you shall be silent and unable to speak until the day when these things take place, because you did not believe my words, which shall be fulfilled in their proper time. This amazing appearance of an angel to Zacharias in the temple was a phenomenal experience for Zacharias, but it's a demonstration to us of one of the assignments that God gave to his created beings called angels. He assigned angels to deliver messages from God. And here was an amazing and detailed message given to Zacharias, that he was about to have a son, and that this son would be a forerunner for the Messiah, that he would turn the hearts of the fathers back to the children. And to emphasize the point of how true the angel's words were, the angel caused Zacharias to be struck dumb until his word was fulfilled in the birth of John the Baptist. This is one of many examples in the New Testament of angels assigned to deliver messages from God. A second example is the well-known appearance of the angel Gabriel just a few months after this appearance to Zacharias to the Virgin Mary. In Luke chapter 1, verse 26, it reads, Now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph, of the descendants of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And coming in, he said to her, Hail, favored one, the Lord is with you. But she was greatly troubled at this statement and kept pondering what kind of a salutation this might be. And the angel said to her, Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom will have no end. And Mary said to the angel, How can this be, since I am a virgin? And the angel answered and said to her, The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. And for that reason the holy offspring shall be called the Son of God. And behold, even your relative Elizabeth has also conceived a son in her old age, and she who was called barren is now in her sixth month. For nothing will be impossible with God. And Mary said, Behold, the bondslave of the Lord, be it done to me according to your word. And the angel departed from her. This second appearance of the archangel Gabriel here in the book of Luke demonstrates how God used angels as his messengers to deliver a message from God. Angels do not deliver their own messages, their own thoughts, or their own prophetic words, you could say, but they simply deliver the message that God has given to them. We find a third example in the book of Luke in the second chapter, and it is the place where the angel appears to the shepherds who are lying in the field at night watching their flocks. And it says in chapter 2 of Luke, verse 8, And in the same region there were some shepherds staying out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord suddenly stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terribly frightened. And the angel said to them, Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of a great joy, which shall be for all the people. For today in the city of David there has been born for you a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. And suddenly there appeared with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among men with whom he is pleased. This third appearance in the book of Luke of angels for the purpose of delivering a message highlights the fact that God used angels in the New Testament as his message bearers. We find angels appearing to Joseph in dreams to reassure him that the conception of Mary was from God, and then later giving him a message to take the child and his mother and flee to Egypt. So we see repeated demonstrations in the gospel story of angels being used by God to deliver vital messages from the Lord to men. In Acts 10, we find the interesting story of an angel being sent to a Gentile man named Cornelius. And in this story in Acts 10, starting at the first verse, we find Cornelius having an angel appear before him in shining clothes, telling him to send for Peter and giving him specific directions as to where Peter was staying and on what street he was residing, and that he would come and speak to him an important message. Angels were given the work by God to deliver messages from God. We find in Matthew 28, the angels at the tomb giving the message to Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to go and tell the apostles that Jesus had risen and that he would go before them and meet them. God has used angels throughout history to deliver messages from God. That is one particular work of angels the Bible speaks about. Tomorrow we will talk about the Bible fact that angels are assigned to protect God's people. Don't miss that message. It is a vital one for your everyday life. This is Rita Langland encouraging you to have a victorious week.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781 USA. In the United States, you can call us toll free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.